You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, where you can engage with us via our website at cjsf.ca or on our social media, which is CJSF Radio on TikTok and Blue Sky, or CJSF Music and CJSF Talk on Instagram.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. I'm your host, Nicole Hines, and I hope you are doing well on this. It's a dry morning. There was sunshine in New Westminster when I left, but up here on the mountain, it was a little bit gray. However, the weather is going to be decent today, so I hope your start to the morning is grand. Before I get into the show today, because I do have a couple of interviews that I'm going to be sharing that I'm really excited about, I do want to share info about an event that's happening at SFU Burnaby campus this week. The SFU Student Services is celebrating Juneteenth, which is a pivotal U.S. holiday commemorating the end of slavery. And so on Thursday, June 18th, there is going to be a community kitchen happening where you'll explore, taste, and celebrate rich flavors and stories that define African and Caribbean cuisine. There will be delicious food featuring fresh produce from Embark Learning Gardens, and you'll learn the history and traditions that shape the incredible culinary heritage of African American cuisine. So that is on Thursday, June 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at the sub community kitchen. So the room is 2125, and I will include a link to RSVP in today's show notes. Now, later this week, I am heading to Calgary for the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival. It's an annual independent music and arts festival that was formed in 2007. And each June, the five-day festival showcases over 200 bands, artists, and comedians, as well as close to 30,000 attendees that will join to listen to all of the things in multiple venues across the city. So today happens to be the official start of Sled Island. I'm not flying out until Friday, so I'm going to be catching sort of the Friday to Sunday vibes. But since I'm so excited about the fact that it is Sled today, and I want to keep that same energy, I'm actually going to kickstart the show with an interview that I did with Calgary band Salt Horse. They are going to be playing at the Palomino on Friday, June 19th at a 10 p.m. show. And there is, you know what, I'm not going to get into how I am connected with a member of the band. I'm just going to play our conversation. So let's take a listen. This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM at SFU Burnaby campus, and I'm here with the band Salt Horse, based out of Calgary, Alberta, to talk about their music and upcoming show at Sled Island later this month. So thank you for joining me, everyone. I do have the whole band with me today, so I would love if everybody could introduce themselves.
For sure. Thanks for having us. My name is Arif, and I play keyboards in the band.
And I'm Alicia. I play bass in the band.
And I'm Jonathan, finding his unmute button. I play drums in the band.
Awesome.
And I'm Lee. I sing and play guitar.
Wonderful. Welcome to CJSF. I'm super, super excited to, you know, connect virtually. My first question for you guys is, how did you guys meet?
Personal zads. No, we've actually, like,
I was okay.
yeah, missed connections.
Exactly.
You know, lanky keyboard player. I saw you on the C train. We've actually tried to figure this out, but it actually goes so far back for most of us that it's hard to pinpoint when we actually met. We've been bumping into each other and playing in bands and bumping into each other playing in bands since the 90s. So, you know, that's a thing.
Yes, it is a thing. I love that. And how long has the band been together as a whole?
As a whole since what? 2017? 18? 17, I think. But as part... Like, we kind of came out of... Oh, Alicia, did you want to...
No, I was just saying, I think that's about right. Yep.
Yeah, and then prior to that, there was a band called The Neutral States that Alicia and Jonathan and I were in. And when we lost the guitar player, it was time to be a new band. And that was since... 14, 13, 15, I don't know.
I showed up at Lee's house one day and he was talking about how they lost their guitars and that they were looking for a keyboardist. And I lied and said I could play keyboards and now I'm in the band.
Look at life.
Fake it till you make it.
I love it. Okay, so fun fact. I used to work with Alicia back in the day when I lived in Calgary. And I reached out to... her because of the post about your show coming up at Sled Island at the Palomino. And just so that I plug it right now, I will plug it a few times during our chat, but you guys are going to be playing at the Palomino on June 19th on the main floor for a 10 p.m. show. And for people who are hearing about your band for the first time, how would you describe your sound?
I think in the poster or if you go to the Sled Island website, it sort of sums it up very well too. It says it's like if the 80s and the 90s had a baby. Hey. And we kind of have a little bit of a first wave, new wave sound with the keys in there, but also mixing in just some of the best parts of the 90s. And I think that just comes from, what we grew up listening to and what we were playing back in the day as well. So I feel like it's kind of a pretty unique sound. It's been really fun. It's great.
It is a great sound. I literally just listened to your latest album. I went on Bandcamp. So your latest album is Lucky Teeth. And what would you say was your inspiration for this album?
Panic.
Hey.
We write songs and we write a whole bunch of songs and then we learn how to play them mostly. And, when there's enough to make an album, we go and record an album. So there's no overarching, we're not sitting down and writing rock operas or anything.
Right.
But every clutch of songs has a set of concerns, that it deals with or whatever. Mostly it's personal tumult and feelings, the normal stuff.
Yes.
Also songs about jerks. I write songs about jerks a lot. And it's like, hey, you're a jerk. Those kind of songs.
Okay, so I have two of my fave songs so far off of that album. The first one for me is 10 Senses, and then the second is Apples. So does anybody want to chat about the creative process for those two songs?
Well, I can tell you that as simplistic as it sounds, 10 Senses is the hardest song for me to play on the bass. And it is literally just the repetition. And hopefully that doesn't make me sound like I'm not a very good bass player, but it's just that you want your hand to be able to move around and stretch and play on the instrument, and it's literally just in one spot over and over and over. So I feel like I'm getting my chops with that one, but it's it's a beast, but I love it too. It's so catchy.
Yeah.
And just I don't know. That one kind of has a Talking Heads vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's very reminiscent of, you know, the generation, that 80s, 90s vibe. So, yeah, it really did speak to me. And how about apples?
It's a beauty.
Aw, thanks.
Hey.
yeah, you know, that one was just nostalgia. And, you know, for me, it was thinking about writing letters. You remember writing letters?
Yeah.
Like when you actually physically had to sit down. I used to spend in the 90s. I can sense a theme emerging here. would like go to a coffee shop and sit there for like 6 hours and write somebody like a 30-page letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of it. And then growing up in the Okanagan and stuff, and, you know, just being a young moron in love, you know?
Yeah. Oh no, I get it. And thanks for bringing up letter writing. Hello, Blast from the Past. I loved doing that.
I used to panic if I was running out of stamps.
I know. And stamps. What a time. Okay, so I am really curious about the name of your band. Where did it come from, Salt Horse?
Sorry to keep jumping in. I feel like Jonathan and Arif should get a little bit of airtime here.
There's more questions, Jonathan and Arif. There really are.
Yeah, we came up with the name. We found the name, so he's in the best position to tell the story behind it.
That's fair.
Yeah, and really it was like I was reading a bunch of naval fiction at the time, and Salt Horse was what like sailors in the English Navy used to call salt beef. And the joke was that you couldn't tell if it was like made out of a cow or made out of a horse. and yeah, no, I just like the sound of it, and also the fact that it was a bit of a, I don't know, a wry joke.
No, I love that. I like that. See, I mean, that's why I asked the questions, because it's kind of random, but I love the answer.
It's pretty random for a landlocked band like us. Yeah.
So my next question for you guys is, so based on this album, you've been in the game for a bit. How does it differ from some of the other musical work that you might have done in the past?
Well, I guess I could take a turn and jump in.
Hey, let's do it.
For sure. Well, definitely, if I'm speaking specifically about my past, I was definitely in a lot more of the, say, the hard rock, heavy kind of bands that grew up on the sort of Sabbaths and Soundgarden, that kind of stuff. So definitely differing for me is that it's more melodic, a lot more that 90s feel. I'm a huge fan of, say, REM and yes. Neil Young kind of stuff. And so I definitely pick up a lot of that from Lee, who does a lot of the writing here. So I definitely enjoy that element of Salt Horse.
Yes, definitely. Very REM. Thank you for bringing up that group. That is a memory unlocked. I appreciate it. So, you know, when listeners are listening to artists that come on either my show or any of the other shows that we host here, I find that this question can be quite helpful for budding artists, right? So what advice would you give to, like, somebody's listening right now who wants to get into the music game, and coming from a Calgary perspective?
Arif, I think you are well positioned for this.
Hey, Arif, bring it.
Yeah. We're all elder Calgarians. You know, we're folks that have been in the game, as we said, for a while. And, you know, I think the thing that I appreciate most about this band is, I get to make music with people that I really like hanging out with. And so I think that's an important lesson I wish I'd learned earlier, is like to make sure that the people in the band are people that you want to hang out with and people that you enjoy the company of. And I think it makes the process more enjoyable. People always talk about creative tension, or you hear about that cliche, and I don't know that that's necessarily a true thing. I don't think that's as big a deal as people make it out to be. I think it's way more fun to be in a band with people that you like hanging out with, people that you can go to, we will go out to a movie on occasion. We'll go to band nights. We went and saw the Pavements, that awesome Pavement documentary a few months ago. So, I think that's one of the lessons, you know, is just to, and, you know, we're also not careerists, right? We're not people that are trying to make a living off of this. So we have a lot of, we have a fair luxury, amount of luxury in terms of how we approach the craft.
So essentially, you know, find people that you enjoy being around and especially like-minded people in a nutshell.
Yeah, totally.
I love it. My next question then is, you guys are in Calgary. What has it been like to, you know, break into the music scene in Calgary?
I don't know if there's any breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a more sort of a more of a like a gentle knock at the back door.
Yeah.
Alicia, I think you had something you were jumping in with.
Oh, I was just going to say define breaking.
well, pretty yeah. much like being in the space, existing in the space, kind yeah. of like navigating through. I know some cities are not always as easy than other, right? So
yeah, it's definitely been like an interesting ride because all of us have been playing, like we all played in bands in the 90s.
Right.
And there was a massive music scene in Calgary in the 90s and lots of great bands coming out of here then, and as in Vancouver as well. And then, yeah, we kind of all went on and with our lives, and then we've like come back like yeah. this amoeba coming back together and starting new things. And the scene is still there, but it's definitely changed a little bit. Like, you know, there aren't quite as many venues to play at. And what's great though, is that there are a lot of bands, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of bands, but we're all kind of, you know, fighting for the same space, for shows and things like that. It's also been very cool. Like, a lot of us have kids that are in music as well. And so to see the next generation, or maybe it's even two generations at this point, I don't even know, but of like young musicians and young bands coming up, and they're just like putting on the punk shows and like the little tiny back rooms and some fantastic music coming out of Calgary in that regard too. So it's really neat to like still be a part of it at this age. And, you know, we are older, but I also just still feel a part of it, if that makes sense. Like, and I hope everybody else does too. Like, it's just, when you're in the music scene, you're in the music scene, you know, it's great.
I think also it's super important that, places like CJSF, and we have CJSW here,
yes.
that the local radio stations that help promote all these local bands and gives them an outlet, because there isn't a ton of places that you can necessarily get your first plays on, but the university stations are always up for it and always super helpful and kind, and we totally appreciate that.
Yes, and we appreciate you guys, you know, providing us with amazing content. So
we're also super lucky in Calgary. We've had Sled Island. That's been a really great, you know, festival that's been running for now over 15 years. And that's, you know, having a festival like that, that mixes, you know, that brings in big names, but then also makes a, you know, very purposefully puts, you know, local bands on the same stages, you know, opening for those bigger bands, is really great. And it's just a really awesome way to keep the scene vibrant and give bands something to strive for. It just keeps raising the bar.
Thank you so much for that, because my next question was actually going to be like, what does it feel like to be affiliated with Sled Island this year? Like, what does that feel like for you guys?
Amazing. I mean, Sled Island is awesome. It's like hipster Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
the city is transformed for a week. It is absolutely the best. If anybody is sitting in Vancouver and is like got a line on a weekend pass or something and is, you know, hemming and hawing about whether you should come and actually you know, attend the, like, just do it. It's the best. The great thing, people are like, oh, I don't know about the shows, the bands they've got this year, or like, it does not matter. It literally does not matter. Get a wristband, just like show up and start wandering around, and you'll have the best time in the world.
Yeah, it's true. If you are in Vancouver, Lower Mainland area, I highly, highly, highly recommend heading over for the weekend. It is definitely worth it, for sure. All right. So now, as we are coming to more near the end of our conversation, I do want to ask, Okay, so Sled Island performance coming up, June 19th. For listeners, I will be plugging the information in the show notes so that you can get the deets. And then I'll also be plugging the link for Sled Island so that you can, purchase a wristband, or you can also purchase like single tickets and stuff like that for the festival as well. But what is next for you guys?
Playing Sled Island, that's next.
Hey, and after
Next after that,
that.
well, we got a clutch of new songs that we're working up, I mean that's going to be kind of the thing. Just want to keep getting out there and playing shows, I mean we played a bunch of shows this winter with a bunch of absolutely incredible bands and made some new pals, and basically after every show. All of us were like, "You guys are the best." No, you guys are the best. Oh, we should like do a little mini tour or something. So, probably something like that. And then wintertime's a nice time to record a record,
For sure.
in a dark room where you can't see the snow blowing.
Factual statement as somebody who has lived there. It is the best time to create for sure. My next question then is there anything that we may not have covered during our conversation that you want to share now?
We're sorry. The Premier of Alberta is not our fault.
I'm keeping that in. I am not editing that
Please. Yeah.
There he goes off to the camps.
No,
Now I
that
gotta
is
find a
so
new
that
keyboard
is
player.
no, that is so community radio. I love it. That is staying in.
It's actually one of the things, it's one of the things that, Lee kind of said this when he's talking about Sled Island. Sled Island is one of the things that makes Calgary cool. The Premier, of course, is of Alberta. It's one of the things that makes Calgary a terrible place right now. But please don't hold it against us, Vancouver.
No, come through, guys. I swear it will be a good
We
time.
fully intend to.
All right, so listeners, if you are listening in Calgary, because we are available to listen online, June 19th, check out Salthorse for their 10 p.m. show at the Palomino. They're going to be on the main floor. The address is 109 7th Avenue Southwest. And how can we connect with you guys online, especially for BC folks who so there's so many Calgarians out here that come back and forth and stuff like that. So there might be some folks who would like to check you out because I'm going to play some of your music. So how can they connect with you?
I believe that our handle is at Salt Horse Band
Yes, it
at
is. I just
most of.
followed.
Okay, good.
It is, yeah.
It's hard to look at your own profile and say, what was my actual thing that I put in? But I think, yeah, most places we're at Salt Horse Band. I think we're Salt Horse at Bandcamp or salthorse.bandcamp.com.
And I will help along with the way by including the exact links and handles in the show notes so you don't have to guess much. Because I know sometimes we are listening as we're out in the streets. So I will definitely have all that info in the show notes for you guys. Salt Horse, thank you so much for joining me today on CJSF. I so appreciate you guys.
Thank you,
Thank you so
Nicole.
much.
Thank
Yay.
you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And that was my conversation with Salt Horse. If you are in Calgary, June 19th, this Friday, I highly encourage you to check them out at the Palomino. Guess what? I'm going to be there. I am going to definitely check out their show for 10 p.m. I'm super, super excited to see them, especially seeing my former coworker, playing the bass. I am so excited to see Alicia and the band on stage. So let's get into some of their music off of their album Lucky Teeth. We are going to kick off with a couple of my favorite tracks. First will be 10 Senses, followed by Apples.
Thank you. lot more than I can say. Should probably shut my mouth anyway. We had everything just dropped in our laps, so we filled the dance floor till the building collapsed. Breaking out of it with a bottle, shut out the world and hit play. There to find. It's mid-September and there's apples in our minds. We scramble up the rocky path into the orchard where the leaves are falling fast. We throw our bodies down and make two angels in the grass and draw a line between ourselves and all the past. I give you both my hands to hold. Our sweaters thin against unseasonable cold. Set our chins against the thought that we'll grow old. We never can, and this we know, and won't be told.